This is Leo Baybue with Two Harbors Community Radio, KTWH. You can hear us online at ktwh.org and on the FM dial at 99.5 FM. A warm-up that we've been going through might remind a bunch of us that are seasonally bicyclists that it might be time to tune up our bicycles for the 2025 biking season. Some of you have been riding all winter, so don't make fun of me for that. But as you're getting your bike tuned up and ready for maybe consistent riding weather, and maybe in May, not always in the North Shore, I've got on the line, on the phone line, Michelle Pearson from the Gichigami Trail Association, the executive director. Welcome to Two Harbors Community Radio, Michelle.
Well, thanks for inviting me on today, Leo. I really am excited to talk all things trail.
And there is a lot to get to. I think I want to remind people that we've got this incredible asset we're building on the North Shore called the Gichigami Trail. It currently has, it's over a third complete. The greater vision is, I think, 89 miles, Michelle?
Yeah, you know, Leo, we won't know how many miles it is until it's all the way constructed.
Because we don't know what route we have to take.
Each segment is kind of an unknown, but that is what we anticipate. So we think we're over 35 miles at this point with an eventual 89 or so. And so we're more than a third done. So we're pretty stoked about that.
Excellent. I know it has to happen in fits and starts, not because that's the way you want it to go, but, you know, you're funding and planning this trail as you build it. You have to deal with everything from working with the state, any federal regulations, landowners, the Department of Transportation's many, many needs. Wow, it sounds like quite a puzzle to solve. What is the latest report on what you've done recently? And I hear that we've got a section of trail right outside of Two Harbors.
Yes. Well, thank you for that introduction. And you're right. There's just so many moving pieces with constructing a state trail that's connecting so many North Shore communities to our wonderful shared spaces along the North Shore. And when we think about the trail, this trail is in state statutes to span from Two Harbors to Grand Marais. So in that alignment of about 89 miles, we have this over 35 miles or so constructed to date. And we're really all about trying to help. The Minnesota DNR is the owner and operator of the trail, and the Gichigami Trail Association is the friends group that supports their efforts. And we get to really help out with some of the planning and fundraising capacity to try to get this trail advanced. And so, yes, we're super excited about this new short but sweet little trail segment that right now you can see near the campground at the Park Road that extends to the Superior Shores Road. And we're looking ahead and trying to help the DNR come up with some funding options to go from the Superior Shores Road to the Flood Bay State Wayside, because that'll be such a great destination, especially for all of our friends in Two Harbors. You know, Two Harbors is the biggest community of the North Shore on this alignment for the state trail. So thinking that Two Harbors residents and visitors to Two Harbors and all the people who stay at the campground really deserve a great place to get on the trail and get to. So Flood Bay is the first stop we hope to get to, you know, eventually as we work and do segment by segment to connect to Gooseberry and then beyond.
Yeah, Michelle Pearson joins me today from the Gichigami Trail Association. And before we started the formal part of the interview, Michelle, I was learning from you that it's just not simply a matter of extending the trail up from the Superior Shores Road to the Flood Bay site, but you then have to reinforce it and overhaul what you've got in the current very modest parking facility at Flood Bay in order to handle the bike trail traffic. It's got to be revamped, right?
Yes. Thanks for that mention, because as we look to find funding sources to complete the next segment of trail to Flood Bay, the next step will be looking at that beautiful amenity. It's a state wayside at Flood Bay, and the infrastructure there is kind of aging. And so the Trail Association sees some advantages to looking to make some improvements to that wayside, resurface the parking area, reconfigure it a little bit, add a vault toilet and some other bike racks and maybe a bike fix-it station. And then another really great thing we're looking ahead to is adding some infrastructure that will allow increased access for people with mobility issues so that we can add in maybe a ramped little area to get closer to the beach. we don't have a lot of places for people who use wheelchairs or other mobility devices to get pretty close to the water. So we really see that wayside as one place where users of all ages and abilities, trail users, could get a little bit more up close and personal with Lake Superior at that state wayside.
Well, you are certainly correct, Michelle, about that access for people who have to use additional means of locomotion, of mobility to get near this greatest of Great Lakes. So I would hope we could be able to prioritize some spending for such public amenities. And I guess that brings us to the question of what the latest opportunities there are for financing the future build out of these sections. I mean, part of me wants to say, wow, why can't we then just hopscotch from Flood Bay Wayside right across Silver Cliff, where we have the next little segment of trail? We're all eager to see this happening, but it isn't going to be happening without both the planning and the funding. And I think you have some news along the lines of what funding opportunity may be going through the state legislature as we speak.
Yes, we do. Thank you. You're right. You know, building this trail can't happen overnight. Building Rome didn't happen overnight either. And we've really learned throughout these years that we have to gear up and really grind and find as many opportunities as we can. You know, this is a state trail, so it belongs to all Minnesotans. But that also showcases that all Minnesotans can use our voices and reach out to our legislators to ask them to support the advancement of this trail. So with that in mind, we at the Trail Association are always looking for ways we can support the DNR's efforts to advance the trail. And this year, we have worked with Senator Housechild and Distri and Representative Scraba and Representative Zalesnikar, who have all authored bills that would appropriate $1.5 million in state bonding funds to the DNR for two projects in Lake County. So that first one is to really help make some improvements at the Flood Bay Estate Wayside, which would serve as our trailhead in the Two Harbors area. And then we're also seeking $1 million to work between Gooseberry Falls State Park and Split Rock Lighthouse State Park. Seems kind of crazy. We've been working on this project for a long time, and some of those first trail miles, the first trail mile was put in 2001 and 2002. So some of the trail segments are over 20 years old and are showing signs of real conditions issues.
Wow.
So we're seeking some fund. There aren't a lot of funds out there for trail rehab, but for those of you who've ridden your bike between Gooseberry and Split Rock, you might have noticed some bumps and some places that could use bigger culverts to address bigger stormwater and rain events in the summer. So looking at protecting the investments we've had in the past and also giving a nice smooth surface for people to bike, hike, use their scooters or their wheelchair on, that's really important to us. So that's where we're seeking the other funds for, is actually for some trail rehabilitation.
Yeah, that can be a humbling reality check that you have to do maintenance on work that was completed about a generation ago as you work to build the whole project. Michelle, this is quite surprising because I was thinking you were going to tell me that $1 million was going to go towards some new mileage on the trail. But reality is you got to keep the whole thing intact in order for it to be a good experience.
That's right. Yeah, there's the if you build it, they will come. And we've proven on the segments that are built, they've come. But now to keep them coming back, we need to protect that surface and enhance it so that it is accessible and enjoyable.
I will give the folks at listening at home the information that I think it's Senate File 1116. And in the Minnesota House of Representatives, it's a file HF1555 that it would be bonding for the $1.5 million towards this trail. And you and I also discussed before the formal interview that this would actually become part of the greater state bonding bill for this session, should it actually be agreed to by a majority of the legislature before the end of the session on May 19th.
Yes, that's correct. So we have our fingers, toes, and eyes crossed that, A, there will be a bonding package this year and that this project can get in it. We're real hopeful.
Yes, and folks can make their feelings known should they want to support the trail. But you got to understand this is part of bigger, complex pieces that go into an omnibus. I'll just call it an omnibus bonding bill. I don't know what they call it down in St. Paul, folks, but this is not a traditional bonding year. But since we missed a bonding year, this would be certainly a good time for there to be investments again in infrastructure. So I will wish you the best on that, Michelle, on behalf of the Kichigami Trail. You do have a special observance this year of a 25th annual trail ride, right, in August. And in conjunction with that, there's something fun happening locally in the craft brewery world that celebrates the trail.
Yes.
You want to tell us about that?
We're so excited. I would love to. Well, this year we are celebrating our 25th annual North Shore Bike Ride, which is a supported bike ride on the trail. And in those early days, there wasn't even a trail to ride on. In fact, the first ride was a lighthouse to lighthouse ride from Two Harbors to Split Rock with Congressman Oberstar, who rode with the intrepid folks on the shoulders of 61. You know, since those days, we're really excited that we do have a nice long segment of trail between Gooseberry and Silver Bay. So all of our rides are mostly on the trail or connecting roads. But we'll be celebrating our 25th annual ride on August 16th. And thinking about that, our friends at Castle Danger have a Pints for a Cause opportunity, and they selected the Trail Association and the Kichigami State Trail to be a recipient for the Pints for a Cause beer release, which is coming up on March 28th. And we are actually having a contest. It's still open today for folks to submit beer name ideas. The brewers have told us they are brewing us an Irish stout. So if folks have any ideas they'd like to submit, they can find our survey form on our Facebook page, which you can find at Kichigami Trail Association. And we'd welcome your submissions. Our board will be voting on beer names later this week. And we're looking forward to that March 28th evening beer release party. Oh, and the winner gets a great prize package, which includes a round of drinks, a growler, and a private tour of the facility. So if you submit the winning name, you could get some pretty fun prizes.
I'm not otherwise associated with the Kichigami Trail, so I'm hoping I don't have a conflict of interest, Michelle. I might spend the evening, instead of preparing my Wednesday show, thinking up beer names for an
well,
hour.
Well, Leo, I would say you could put your thinking cap on, but maybe your thinking helmet. Submit away.
Yes. Yeah, I'm prone to weird puns, so be careful. I know that you have a...
Okay, there's a lot of bikey ones, so yeah.
Yep. I know. And with no expectations, I will do my best, and I can't wait to hear what the name of this release is. An Irish stout is right up my consumer's alley, so for want of a better explanation, I would be curious. Pints for Cause has often happened during a certain period at the brewery. Is this going on for a particular month, or just is this for the beer release day of March 28th?
You know, I think when all of their employees decided to do this year, they wanted to select five or six recipients, and they kind of spread out event days throughout the year.
Okay.
And so we don't have anything going on special for the trail or the Trail Association for this March date, but we're excited to help get the word out about the trail and invite folks to think about doing the ride with us in August. It's always great fun. We have great snacks and really wonderful volunteers. And just a nice way to be out on the trail along the lake.
So can people connect with Trail Association staff at this event? Are you going to be tabling or wearing badges or something?
We will be tabling. We'll have our display. We'll have maps. We'll have lots of information. And we're hoping to have a little interactive trail trivia as well.
Fantastic. Well, Michelle, I may have shorted you on time for explaining something, so I thought I'd ask you, is there anything I didn't ask you that you could ask yourself and answer right now about the Kichigami Trail?
Well, thanks, Leo. I guess one thing that I'd love to share is that we've seen some construction these last couple years, and it's really exciting to kind of feel this momentum and feel those grinding of the gears. And we're looking ahead this next summer. There'll be a construction project folks will see in the Tofte area, where a construction project will close a little gap in the trail there. So we're really pumped about that. We're really excited about the potential for the Senate file 1116 and House file 1555, because it really will take all of us dedicating some resources to get this trail over the finish line.
I'm rooting for you, and I know you got to take the long view. So I appreciate you've already done that long viewing from your position for a number of years, Michelle, and I hope you get to see it completed in your lifetime. I'm not holding out that I will see it, but I'd like to see us go over the 50% mark sometime in the next few years. So with people like you on it, I'm thinking that we may get there. So carry on. Good luck.
Well, thanks, Leo. 1 mile at a time. We'll do it.
That's the mantra. I appreciate that. Each mile is hard-earned, too.
I can see that. And
worthy
of celebration. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us today on KTWH, Michelle, and I'll see you down the road, so to speak, maybe on my bike or maybe on March 28th. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Leo. Okay. Happy trails.
All right. You take care. That was Michelle Pearson from the Gichigami Trail Association, and this is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.